USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. health officials are expected to release new data about the spread of COVID-19 on Friday that led to their decision that vaccinated people wear masks in some situations, a reversal of previous guidance.
And you want to know how we put this virus behind us? Well, I'll tell you how. We need to get more people vaccinated.
The report to be released by the CDC comes from a recent investigation of a coronavirus outbreak in Provincetown, Massachusetts, according to a federal official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Former Senator Carl Levin, a powerful voice on military issues in Washington and a staunch supporter of the auto industry back home in Michigan during his record tenure in the U.S. Senate, has died. He was 87. The Harvard-educated civil rights attorney and former taxi driver died Thursday, his family announced in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.